Pakistan's civil defense, need for modernization and integration. The Civil Defense Department, CDD, in Pakistan, established under the 1952 Civil Defense Act, plays a vital role in safeguarding citizens and coordinating emergency responses. Despite its historical significance, such as contributions during the 1965 and 1971 wars, the CDD faces challenges due to outdated methods, limited funding, and a lack of modern technology. This insight highlights the department's structure, its evolution, and the urgent need for modernization. Recommendations include integrating advanced training tools, revising funding allocation systems, and reintroducing community and educational initiatives to enhance civil defense capabilities and ensure national safety. Written by Asfar Azam, the Civil Defense Department, CDD, formed under the Civil Defense Act of Pakistan in 1952, is crucial in protecting citizens, mitigating disaster impacts, and coordinating emergency responses. Historically, CDD has been instrumental in protecting lives, training civilians in camouflage, and fostering national solidarity during the 1965 and 1971 wars. However, despite its historical significance, the department has struggled to evolve, relying on outdated methods. This insight explores the challenges of CDD and underscores the urgent need for its modernization and improved funding. CDD has been a member of the International Civil Defense Organization, ICDO, since January 1970, further solidifying its role in national safety. The ICDO is a global body that promotes and coordinates international cooperation in civil protection. Federal CDD continues to act as a liaison for the ICDO in Pakistan. The foundation of civil defense dates back to the pre-independence era when activities like protecting civilians were carried out under the Air Raid Precaution, ARP, during World War II. The mandate of CDD is to coordinate passive defense policy and implement civil defense measures during peacetime and wartime. The department assists the armed forces during war or emergencies by establishing a communication link between the armed forces and the public, thereby enhancing the efficacy of defensive measures. The primary objectives of CDD are to minimize civilian casualties, protect essential services, and ensure continuous civilian support to war efforts. The general public also participates voluntarily and disciplinedly in civil defense training for war and peacetime. To further strengthen the efforts, CDD raises awareness among students in schools, colleges, and other institutions regarding civil defense. To revitalize the Civil Defense Department, streamlining its mandate, improving training programs, and integrating modern technologies are essential for improved efficiency and effectiveness. The department was devolved to provinces after the 18th Amendment in 2010. Today, it operates at the federal, provincial, and district levels. The Federal Directorate of Civil Defense operates under the Ministry of Interior, MOI, and has 300 employees and 10 training institutions all over Pakistan. These institutions offer free courses to government officials, autonomous bodies, and the general public, which should promote a safe culture in Pakistan. The Federal CDD is also responsible for training facilities across Pakistan for public and private sector organizations and offering fire and life safety consultancy services. The provinces and Azad Jammu Kashmir, AJK, have their regional directorates. The provincial CDD offices function under their respective home ministries, with offices in provincial capitals, e.g., Lahore, Karachi, Peshawar, Quetta and Muzaffarabad. District coordination offices, DCOs, serve as controllers of civil defense at the district level. CDD offices are established in 36 of 42 districts in Punjab, 35 of 38 districts in KPK, 7 of 37 districts in Balochistan, 21 of 30 districts in Sindh, 10 of 14 districts in Gilgit-Baltistan, and all 10 districts of AJK. This decentralized structure enables swift responses, but the capacity varies according to the district. The provincial and district offices provide essential training, such as bomb disposal, BD, first aid, and firefighting. In addition, they oversee volunteer activities during emergencies, inspect fire safety measures, provide explosive ordnance disposal services, and maintain communication with the public during wartime. Each district office consists of a BD unit, training staff, who deliver training within CDD offices and educational institutions, and inspection staff, who ensure fire safety compliance in buildings and industries. The general structure and services of district CDD offices, as shown in Figure 2, may vary based on local requirements. Moreover, CDD security personnel and volunteers also assist with security duties during processions in Muharram and Rabi al-Awwal. In an interview, Ijaz Mahmood Malik, former DG Federal CDD, said that, following the 2014 Army Public School Peshawar attack, around 4,000 teachers and students were trained in civil defense within 3 months. This means that CDD has the capacity for large-scale training initiatives. However, various challenges, such as limited funding, outdated technology, and the need for better coordination with other agencies, hinder its effectiveness. Table 1 outlines the courses and training conducted by the Federal CDD Training Institutes in 2023 and 2024. The data indicates a positive trend, with the total number of trained individuals, government officers, industrial staff, students, and the public, in the first 6 months of 2024 already exceeding half of the total trained in 2023. This upward trend suggests that the number will likely surpass the previous year's total by the end of 2024, demonstrating progress and encouraging further efforts in civil defense training. Despite its crucial role in national safety, the Federal CDD faces a pressing issue of limited funding. With an approximately 400 million Pakistani rupees allocation for FY24-25, the department is significantly underfunded compared to other government agencies. This financial constraint and improper fund utilization hamper the department's modernization efforts. The provincial directorates face a similar financial situation. From the total budget given to the provincial CDDs, only a small portion, about 1%, is distributed to each district. This uniform approach to resource distribution fails to account for varying local needs. Adopting a need-based budget allocation system, where districts can prioritize their needs and use funds effectively, is necessary to address this. For transparency, regular performance assessments and financial audits are also required. While the department continues to offer training, it remains technologically outdated, especially in an era when modern civil defense operations increasingly rely on advanced technologies. For instance, global firefighting techniques have integrated drones and other advanced tools, whereas CDD still relies on traditional methods. Therefore, combining advanced training equipment would elevate the quality and capacity of training. Furthermore, CDD operates before, during, and after disasters, either natural or man-made, coordinating with other agencies in efforts during and after disasters. However, 60% of Pakistan's population lives in rural areas, where CDD has limited reach. It is crucial to involve these communities in civil defense efforts. By implementing community-based training programs and establishing volunteer civil defense corps in rural districts, we can address unique local risks and make the communities feel more involved and responsible for their safety. This inclusive approach will not only enhance the effectiveness of civil defense but also make the communities feel integral to the overall safety strategy. To enhance its outcome, CDD should revise and reinforce its wartime mandate by collaborating with the Ministry of Education to reintroduce the National Cadet Corps, NCC, and Pakistan Women National Guards, PWNG, training within schools, colleges, and universities. While NCC and PWNG have been discontinued, reintroducing similar training programs can benefit the department in setting up an auxiliary force to assist forces during wars. Therefore, CDD, a crucial national safety department, holds a promising future. Despite the challenges, there is a significant potential for improvement. We can significantly enhance the department's performance and civil defense capabilities by addressing financial inefficiencies, adopting a need-based budget allocation system, modernizing training, and revising CDD's mandate. This will ensure a safer and more resilient future for our nation. Disclaimer: the views expressed in this insight are of the authors alone and do not necessarily reflect the policy of ISSRA, NDU.